OK, our next guest, Rolf de Belli, is a Swiss writer, novelist and entrepreneur. He has an MBE and a PhD in economic philosophy from the University of St. Gallen in Switzerland. He is a best-selling author of The Art of Thinking Clearly, which became an instant bestseller, sold over 3 million copies worldwide and have been translated into 40 languages. And The Art of the Good Life, de Belli is also the founder and the curator of World Minds, an invitation-only community of the most distinguished international thinkers, scientists and artists. And I haven't been invited to that either. So anyway, how are you, Rolf?
good, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show.
I mean, if you get invited to that, to the international thinkers, you know, to the World Minds, then really you've arrived, have you not?
Yeah, you know, the only reason why I founded this thing is so I can be part of it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been invited.
Brilliant. Yeah. If you want to be invited to the party, you put the party on. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Now, this is a fascinating topic, Rolf, because it's something, of course, which I don't know when you started writing this book, but it's become all the more important, I think, in the last year.
Yeah, I believe so. So the topic is about you should not consume news or not too much news. So I've been a news junkie for all my life until about 12 years ago, and then I realized it's really a waste of time. So I stopped completely reading the news, and my life has been much better since.
Now, of course, did you start writing this before the COVID-19 crisis?
Yes, the book I wrote before COVID-19. But, you know, it hasn't really changed my opinion. No. You don't need the news to understand what you can do and what you can't do.
Yeah.
Nor do you need the news to understand what this virus is. So there are much better formats than inform yourself going through short pieces of news.
Okay.
That's basically junk. Yeah.
Now, so the bottom line then, the question I've got for you is, do you ever read a newspaper or turn the evening news on whatever channel you're watching there in Switzerland?
No, I don't have a newspaper. I don't read the newspaper anymore. I don't have a TV. I don't have even a radio, sorry to say. There are certain, sometimes if I have a question, but I pose it myself, then I, of course, Google, and sometimes I land on some website of, you know, the New York Times or so, somewhere. But I don't just go and surf the news. This, I completely stopped 12 years ago.
Yeah. Now, of course, you'll be speaking to people today who are tuning in to this station to get the news, and who listen, and you can fully relate to that. Of course, used to being a news junkie, as you mentioned, and so there'll be a lot of people who are tuning in for the news, and they may be saying, actually, I don't want to fully not listen to the news again, but maybe I need to bring a bit more balance to my life. Does the book help on that as well, or is it all or nothing?
Yeah, you know, you can do it the soft option, but it's very hard. An average news consumer consumes about, before COVID, it was 90 minutes per day of news consumption.
Yeah.
After COVID or inside, you know, in that period of time, it's probably 2 hours a day of news, which is, you know, radio, online, internet, the news casts on TV, then some talking heads who talk about Corona in the evening on TV, on television. So it's about 2 hours of consumption per day, which translates into about 14 hours per week. So it's almost 2 working days per week you're going to lose with news. So there is a soft option. You can start reducing it, but it's very hard on your brain because you're going to have to decide to constantly, should I watch this or should I not watch this? Should I read this or not read this? So your brain has to work very hard. It's better to just be clean and abstain completely from the news, and then go to different sources. Go to long articles, or go, if you want to understand, for example, the coronavirus, there are beautiful YouTube lectures on there about COVID, about epidemiology, you can read books. So there are fantastic formats that are much better than the news format.
Yeah. And I mean, for me, of course, part of my job is that I have to know what's going on so I can then convey that to the listener. But I am very much aware that sometimes in the evenings I decide I'm having family time, switching the news off, or we're going to watch a movie, or we're going to read a book. And so it's something I've been very much aware of, especially now with COVID-19 as well, because it just becomes all consuming.
It is. It is really the case. If you ask yourself, how relevant is the stuff you're sipping in through the news, most of it is not really relevant to your life. You know, it's stories from the other side of the planet. It's, two presidents shaking hands with other presidents, or that was before Corona, or talking to each other, an airplane crash in Australia, and so on. Yeah. So a lot of things really don't have any bearing on your life. It doesn't make your life better. It's just basically entertainment at a very, very low level. Then if you ask yourself, in terms of Corona, what you really need to know are, what can you do? Where do you have to wear a mask? Can you meet other people? Can you travel or not? And which places? But governments usually have a website where all these laws are listed. So you can just go to the official government website and see what's going on. And you can basically discard the whole discourse of this politician said that and the other guy said this. You can just leave this aside. You have a much quieter life, a much more peaceful life, and you gain a lot of time.
Yeah.
You get a lot of free time.
I've noticed as well, on the other occasion in the mornings, if I have a morning where I'm not working and I'm maybe doing some housework, cleaning the house or whatever, and I sometimes put the rolling news channel on, like Sky News or BBC News, and then on other occasions I put the music radio on, and I've noticed that after listening to the music radio rather than the news, I'm in a much better place.
Much better so. Absolutely. You're spot on. News makes you anxious. So most of the stories that you hear in news make you anxious, because that's how the news gets attention. That's how you can sell advertising. That's the business model of the news. So it's anxious. It creates anxiety at a certain level. And also, you forget most of it. I mean, if you listen, you know, if you say, what happened last week? You probably consumed 500 to 1,000 news messages. Can you really remember one of those 1,000? They just kind of float through your brain, float in, float out, and there's nothing there afterwards. If you do long formats, for example, long articles, good documentaries or books, your brain retains certain elements of it.
Wow.
News, you basically forget 100%.
What was the effect on you personally, Rolf, when you decided, because you were this news junkie, and you use that term almost like an addict, because I suppose there is an addiction element to news, and they know how to do this, whether it be the Daily Mail or Sky News or whatever, CNN. What changed in your life?
So, first of all, why did I change? I asked myself two questions after having been a news junkie. Number one, after listening and reading and watching hundreds of thousands of news messages, question number one is, do I make better decisions for my life, either private life or business life? And I had to say, honestly, no. I don't make better decisions because I've consumed all that stuff. And the question number two was, do I understand the world better now? And I also had to say no, because all I learned from the world is through other means, but definitely not through the news channel. So, and that's when I stopped consuming news completely. I deleted the news apps on my phone. I sold my television. I just stopped, canceled the newspaper subscriptions.
Yeah.
And life has turned into a much better life, number one, and much calmer, because I don't have that anxiety all the time. Number two, I think clearly, more clearly than before, because I can now focus my attention for a long period of time on certain questions, and then I get a good answer out of it. News cannot deliver me the complexity of the world, so I need longer formats, so I have a better understanding of the world. And number three is, it's a big time saver. I mean, 2 hours per day, it's almost two working days per week. It's more than a month per year than I gained. And I can do anything with that additional month. I can play with my children. I can read books. I can write books. I can do whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's true, isn't it? That a lot of what I watch, and I must admit, I'm not a news, I wouldn't say I'm a news junkie, but certainly I do delve in a lot because of, partly because of the show, but also because I'm interested in it. But even I now see there's a whole lot of, especially with the rolling news channels, most of it's speculation, and a lot of it, they're talking to other people about. I've got Sky News on now in the studio because we have the news on for this show, and basically it's a woman speaking to three different people on Zoom, and they've all got a different opinion on the lockdown in the UK. But the bottom line is nothing's going to change. It's just their opinion.
Nothing's going to change.
Yeah,
it's their opinion. Opinions are like noses. Everybody's got it. And really, opinions are irrelevant. The brain is an opinion volcano. It spits out opinions about everything, about the weather and your neighbor's cat, about which politician should do what. You can save all that opinion thing by turning down the news. Your life will be so much better if you tune out of that.
Yeah.
But of course, I understand the news producer. They have to fill the channels, your television. They have to fill 24 hours of stuff somehow to keep the viewers watching so they can watch the advertising.
Yeah.
It's just a business model.
And what about people who are so much into all the things that are going wrong? Because let's face it, I mean, I've got some websites, I don't know if you come across these, which are positive news websites, like Good News Network and so on, which I sometimes use to bring some good news items, especially with what's going on in the world. On this show, I bring some of the good things that people are doing around the world to help each other out. And I find that people are so in with the news and have got an opinion on it and are on every show. They don't seem like they're enjoying their lives. It seems like they're frustrated with everything that's going on in the world. Nothing's good enough. So I just feel like saying, just switch your telly off and go and listen to some music.
Absolutely. Or
read a book.
Watch a good movie. Or read a book. Read a novel. There's so many more. There's an infinite amount of things that are better than consuming or watching news.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's about the lowest level of entertainment you can get is news. And the reason why most news is negative is because our brain is triggered much more by negative stories, by negative events than by positive events. The psychology calls it the negativity bias of the news. So if you really want to get the attention of your listeners or viewers, tell them really bad stuff. They'll tune in, they'll be scared, and then they'll consume the advertising. So that model has, if you sell advertising against content, then you have to bring negative news for at least 70-80%.
Yeah, I mean, and then we're obviously a commercial radio station, but we try and hopefully bring some entertainment and also kind of some personality to the station. And so we're not just a rolling news radio station, you know. Yes, there are shows with opinions on there, but a lot of the time I think people just tune in to hear a friendly voice, hear some music, and maybe just keep in touch with what's going on in the world. And maybe getting that balance is a difficult one. But I find it quite amazing how my mind is better when I'm not in the news. And especially if I go on holiday and suddenly I don't need to watch the news anymore. And, you know, there can be some horrendous things happening in the world. But you know what? My hotel's still there and I'm still on holiday and my family are around me. So a lot of things, like you say, do not affect us.
You're absolutely right. You know, I would suggest to each listener to just try it for 30 days. Switch off the whole news consumption for 30 days completely and see what this does to your brain, to your emotional happiness. You can always go back after 30 days. The news world, the news channels will take you back with open arms. But try it out. And what you'll find is you'll be much calmer and you will not miss anything really big. If something really big happens in the world, you will hear about it from your friends, from your family, from whoever. I've never missed anything really, really big by switching off news consumption.
Yeah.
Of course, at the beginning, I was afraid I'm going to miss the next big crisis that's just lurking around the corner. Not true. You're not going to miss anything by abstaining from the news.
It's the old fear of missing out syndrome, isn't it? You feel like you're missing something. And quite honestly, when I read our items in the news, a lot of it's like lockdown could, and me and my producer talk about it a lot, lockdown could be with us till April. And the most important word in that sentence is may or could. Or it's quite possible that there could be a financial downturn in 3 months' time. Well, it's a lot of it's just speculation, isn't it? And they have to fit it out with this sort of stuff because there isn't enough going on in the world or that they're interested in. I don't know. I say it's that negativity side again, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. So it's the fear of missing out. It's the fear of that you will have a big damage if you don't know what's going on. You will hear if something really important is going on. The important stuff you will hear from your friends and from your family and from your real social network that you have. And the rest, it's irrelevant. I mean, there's probably bad stuff happening on other planets, and we're fine not hearing about it. So we might as well just tune out what's happening on some, you know, with an airline crash somewhere on the other side of the planet. We don't need to know all that stuff. What we need to have is a proper understanding about the big forces of the world. You can get that through books and documentaries. And of course, we should know what's happening in our neighborhood, in our family, in our immediate neighborhood. But the rest, it's really not important. Importance is something we decide as consumers, not something some chief editor decides. We have to decide this is important and relevant to us or not.
I mean, years ago, of course, we didn't know what was going on in Australia or in America. As British people, we kind of knew what was going on in England. There wasn't so much world news around. And so it's got to have an effect on people, hasn't it? Certainly psychologically on our society.
Yeah, and again, just imagine we will discover some other planets with a civilization. Will we report on these guys too? And what if we found 1,000 planets with life on it? Will we report? Will we need to know everything that's happening everywhere? No, we don't need to know. So the first thing I think everybody should do is define his or her kind of circle of interest, circle of relevance. And once you define it for yourself, then you can go out and listen to the stories that fall into that circle. But most of the story will be outside of your circle of relevance, so you can just discard them.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you ever get the urge, or do you accidentally sometimes stumble across the news, whether it be in a restaurant or somewhere, and what do you do then?
Well, I used to have that urge at the beginning, and now after 12 years, I don't have the urge anymore. If I see a newspaper laying around somewhere on a train, I just look away. I don't even want to see the headlines.
Oh, there you are. Very wise, very wise. And I should imagine this is a not really good timely book for a lot of people. So the book's called Stop Reading the News, A Manifesto for a Happier, Calmer and Wiser Life. It's by Rolf Dobelli, who we've just been talking to now. The book's available on our website, tre.radio. Rolf, thank you very much, and continue with your happy life. Cheers,
Thank
Rolf.
Thank you, Dave.
Take
Great
care.
To be here.
Thank you. Take care, Rolf. Bye-bye.